Every 5 years, as summertime nears, an announcement arrives in the mail. It says, a reunion is planned. It'll really be grand. Make plans to attend without fail. Oh, I'll never forget the first time we met. We tried so hard to impress. We drove fancy cars and smoked big cigars and wore our most elegant dress. It was quite an affair. The whole class was there. It was held at this fancy hotel. We wined and we dined and we acted refined and everyone thought it was swell. The men all conversed about who had been first to achieve great fortune and fame. Meantime, their spouses described their fine houses and how beautiful their children became. The homecoming queen, who once had been lean, now weighed in at 196. The jocks who were there had lost all their hair, and the cheerleaders could no longer do kicks. No one had heard about the class nerd who'd guided a spacecraft to the moon, or poor little Jane, who's always been plain. She married a shipping tycoon. The boy we'd decreed as most apt to succeed was serving 10 years in the pen, while the one voted least now was a priest. Just shows you can be wrong now and then. Well, they awarded a prize to one of the guys who seemed to have aged the least. Another was given to the grad who had driven the farthest to attend the feast. They took a class picture, a curious mixture of beehives, screw cuts, and wide ties. Tall, short, or skinny, the style was many. You never saw so many thighs. Well, at our next get-together, no one cared whether they impressed their classmates or not. The mood was informal, a whole lot more normal. By this time, we'd all gone to pot. It was held out of doors, at the lake shores. We ate hamburgers, coleslaw, and beans. And then most of us lay around in the shade in our comfortable t-shirts and jeans. Well, by the 50th year, it was abundantly clear we were definitely over the hill. Those who weren't dead had to crawl out of bed and be home in time for their pill. And now I can't wait. They've set the date. Our 60th is coming, I'm told. Should be a ball. They've rented a hall at the Shady Rest Home for the Old. Repairs have been made on my hearing aid. My pacemaker's been turned up on high. My wheelchair is oiled. My teeth have been boiled. And I've bought a new wig and glass eye. Now I'm feeling quite hearty. I'm ready to party. I'm gonna dance till dawn's early light. It'll be lots of fun, but I hope there's just one other person who can make it that night.